A meeting in Santa Rosa in late June celebrated a landmark union victory. In May, trash and recycling workers in Sonoma County, employed by the Ratto Group, voted 271-31 for representation by the Teamsters. Mike Yates is president of Teamsters Local 665.
May 19th was probably the highlight of my career. When you saw the workers at 4 o'clock in the morning on Standish Avenue, and they all had the reflecting vests on, and there's 150 of them lined up to vote before the polls open at 4 o'clock. It was amazing. We pretty much knew right then we got it.
No one liked the working conditions. It was modern-day slavery.
About 5 months ago, Jose Estupiñon started working for the Ratto Group's North Bay Corporation, where his father had worked for 24 years. Jose delivers, removes, and exchanges garbage cans. He was glad to talk about why the vote had been so one-sided.
Too many hours. The wages were terrible. It was just abusement, basically, knowing people couldn't really find another job. That's all they were able to do, and higher up people took advantage of that. And now that they know for a fact that they're going to be gone and an actual company with people that know what they're doing is going to come along, people are excited to know that their lives are going to change completely, and they'll have the opportunity to live a better life.
That new company, Recology, is based in San Francisco. It has purchased the Ratto Group's local operations and has promised to recognize the results of the May union election once it takes over. Recology still has to compete for contracts in Santa Rosa and elsewhere in our area. That process is currently underway. The highlight of this recent meeting was a presentation about zero waste, a standard that encourages cities to imagine a world without landfills, a world where the industry's workers are respected. Lauren Akiam represents the Los Angeles Alliance for a New Economy.
For people, trash, it's out of sight, it's out of mind, and so as long as it's getting picked up, they're not really thinking about it. But we've really been looking at how this industry can impact all of these different aspects, that it really ties together a lot of the environmental work, the environmental justice community, workers' advocates, and, you know, just good practice by the city. They kind of all come together in this issue.
Akiam explained how her group works with L.A. to make sure the city's goals are completely understood by companies that win trash and recycling contracts.
If you're going to be the ones to provide these services, you need to do it in a way that is really helping the city to meet its goals, to move towards the, you know, their statewide regulations and goals to really get our trash out of landfills, to recycle it, to compost it, to bring it back to the soil, to reuse those materials, and to do that for the environmental goals with a lot of accountability, that is also doing it in a way to both improve the quality of jobs in this industry as well as creating new jobs.
Jose Estupiñon's father, Gildardo, with nearly a quarter century experience in the sanitation business, agrees that valuing the workforce is a key first step to improving a city's approach to trash.
Eso es lo que esperamos. Mejor condición de trabajo, mejor ambiente y mejor servicio al cliente.
That's what we hope, he says, that better working conditions will result in a better environment and better customer service. Stay tuned to KRCB for more stories in coming weeks and months on the intersection of trash, jobs, and the environment. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.